know, a lot of times you intend to do something, but you might be in a hurry or something, you know, or you're not paying attention, or you're not looking closely, and a lot of times it doesn't come out the way you want. Maybe you don't even have the skill. This happens a lot in appliqué, where, you know, you kind of want to take all those tiny stitches and make it the edge look perfectly clean, and then, you know, as you go, you realize that's not happening. There's a lot of gaps, the stitches are uneven. I think a lot of times, probably I don't even mention how many times I go back and stitch again. You know, a lot of times the first go around is just to sort of tack it down, to define it in some rough way. Oftentimes I go back and take stitches in between the other stitches just so that it looks like I took, well, I'm not trying to make it look like I took tinier stitches, but I'm trying to make it more secure. And I'm not really sure what's wrong with that. In a way, you could keep doing that. I mean, you can keep refining it until it looks the way you want it to look. I don't think, you know, it's not really necessary to be that great at anything the first go around. A lot of times when I use a single thread for a split back stitch, it's so fine and everything that I miss a few times and I don't really split the stitch. Instead, I kind of stitch beside the stitch. Then when I look at it, the line isn't as clean as I like. So I just thread another needle with a single thread and go back in and repair and split those stitches that hadn't been stitched, split. So, you know, this is just a method that I'm mentioning because I do it so often. A lot of times people say, oh, your stitches are so tiny. I mean, even with a running stitch or a walking stitch, which I call it sometimes, sometimes they go back in and stitch in between because the spaces seem too big. So just wanted to say that.